Hi, this is James Devine, and I am an educator who has come out of the trenches. Listen in as my friend and colleague Dana Goodyear shares stories and tips from other educators who have come out of the trenches.
Welcome to the Out of the Trenches podcast. This is Dana Goodyear. Thanks for listening.
My next guest is Dan Fouts. Dan is a practicing high school social studies teacher from the Chicagoland area with 30 years of experience. Critical thinking, love of questioning, and conversation are what Dan values most in education. His passion is to teach how to use the conversation protocol in conjunction with essential questions to give young people and adults alike the courage to speak, listen, and understand. As part of his work with Teach Different, Dan has presented extensively at state and national level on inquiry-based instruction techniques, including a recent webinar series offered by the National Council for Social Studies. Welcome to the podcast, Dan.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I've followed you for a while on social media and became familiar with your work with Teach Different. So we'll talk a lot about that today on the podcast. But let's start off with a question I ask everybody. Tell me about a time when you were in the trenches and managed to crawl out.
In the trenches, I remember it wasn't my first year of teaching because I would call that first year in a trench the entire year. It was actually my second year. It was maybe October and it was a government class. And I had a lot of crazy personalities in that class who, no matter how hard I tried, I could not control them. Mm-hmm. And it's that feeling as a teacher where you're not even getting to your curriculum. You are trying to manage human beings. And I was at a point of giving up.
Yeah.
And I went to the podium and I said, this is not going to work. And I used it in very aggressive kind of language that they were not used to, right? They were used to me being kind of the soft diplomatic approach. But because I was very forceful in how I stated that, everyone was quiet. And I'm not exaggerating to say that for the rest of that semester, we worked well together. I crawled out of the trench by establishing control through controlled anger. And, you know, it was a good lesson for me that sometimes you have to show raw emotion with kids to help them understand what they're expected to do.
So you might have started out when you started teaching that first year and part of second year as more of that kind of permissive teacher that was, you wanted to be liked, right?
Yes.
And then you had to kind of be that authoritative teacher afterwards.
Yes. And then of course you realize that you have to, at least for me, you have to start a little tough. You can always lighten up. But if you start permissive, it's very hard to grab control. And I had to do it to get out of the trenches that second year. And but that was the lesson I needed so that the years after that, I started, you know, a little bit tougher.
Yeah. Good. Well, I'm glad that worked out your second year and you stayed in education all these years. And, you know, I think everybody's had those classes, their first 4 years where, you know, it's not even remotely about the curriculum anymore. It's like just, controlling humans. And especially, I taught mostly middle and high school, but I think you have too. And it's just, you know, at certain ages, right? Especially when you have large class sizes.
Yes.
And in your mind, it's like, okay, well, I want to get to teaching what I planned, but that doesn't always pan out.
Very true.
Yeah. So you've used a lot of your expertise from having taught social studies all these years, and you and your brother have formed Teach Different. So tell me a little bit about the website and what the goal is. You said it helps both parents, teachers, and school leaders.
Yeah, it Teach Different. My brother actually started the idea when he was working in Chicago in a very underserved school. He had lost, Dana, you were mentioning losing control of class. He had lost control of his class and he needed a way to recapture it. So he posted a provocative quotation on the board and he had the kids analyze the quotation, interpret it in their own words, and then push against it and give a counterclaim to it. And what he realized is that he was able to engage his students, which were difficult students to manage, mm-hmm. into an interesting conversation. And that was the birth of Teach Different, which mm-hmm. is teaching through a specific conversation method that my brother and I have developed, which is a provocative quote, a claim, an interpretation of the quote, a counterclaim to mm-hmm. that interpretation. And then we've added since an essential question to either assess the conversation or give the kids something interesting to think about moving forward. Mm-hmm. And that's the genesis of Teach Different. It's intended to help kids communicate with one another in an atmosphere of trust and respect. And we created it just before the pandemic, but now the pandemic, and now we're coming hopefully out of the pandemic, and we've realized that the art of conversation has never been more important to master mm-hmm. because kids have been on their phones at home all the time. They've forgotten mm-hmm. how to talk mm-hmm. with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so this helps both, you know, you said parents, because parents can take the quote because you have, and how many quotes do you have on the website currently?
We have in our library, and there's a, in the library at Teach Different, we have about 100 quotes.
Okay.
And we have what are called conversation plans. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. it's the quote, it's we provide a claim, counterclaim, and essential question. So about 100 mm-hmm. plans.
And so those, you said, if it's parents, so would those mostly be for the parents who are homeschooling, or could parents, maybe who are educators like myself, talk to their child about a quote, and maybe at the dinner table, right, and have that spark a conversation?
Yes, exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. We have an app mm-hmm. that we are wanting teachers and parents to use with their own mm-hmm. children at home. Where you just said, you know, at the dinner table, here's a quote. What do you think? What's a counterclaim to the quote? So we definitely want this conversation method to be used at schools, of course, mm-hmm. but reinforced at home, not just in a homeschool setting, which is really, you know, applicable, but really any parent who wants to help their child think deeper about life. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so obviously this can be used by teachers as well. And in the pre-chat, you said even a preschool teacher has used one of the lessons. So it can go yes. down. You have to break it down a little bit, but so it's applicable from preschool through college age.
Yes, absolutely. The quotes are short, right? Mm-hmm. They're short and provocative. So depending on the age of the student, you know, if the quote is something like, there is no success without hardship mm-hmm. by Sophocles. That's an easy one. There's a lot of, you know, there's not very difficult words, but sometimes the quote will have one or two words that a younger audience, you might have to break down a little bit, mm-hmm. but the quotes are philosophical. And mm-hmm. so they're meant to include all different ages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's great that it's, you have that high range of like, if you have children at home that are wide range of ages, or somebody who you know, has taught different levels, you can use the resources.
Mm-hmm. And we're sharing the method with school leaders mm-hmm. as a way to provide these conversation plans to their faculty. Mm-hmm. And also, if they want to use it with their administrative teams, this is a really nice approach to get an administrative team at a school thinking about a quote, claim, counterclaim, essential question. So again, it's helping kids and adults think better. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, like you said, it can spark a conversation, you know, for a weekly admin team, right? Either it's something that maybe relates to the topic they're going to discuss, or you just pull out a quote and then see where it goes from there. It's like a kind of an icebreaker if you're using it with adults.
Yes, well said. It can be mm-hmm. an icebreaker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so a lot of these resources are, you have to have a subscription Is that like a plan that a school can buy for their teachers? And that's probably the best way to go if a school's interested in using the site.
Okay. Yep, that's the best way to go. Mm-hmm. They get a subscription for all their teachers. We discount it based on how many teachers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the actual method itself, there's no charge for using the method. So when we give workshops, we offer the method for free.
Okay.
But a lot of times, you know, teachers and administrative teams, they don't have time to make conversation plans.
Mm-hmm.
So we made these plans, put them all in the library, and that's what we charge for the subscription. But the method, I mean, if teachers want to use the method with their own quotes, go for it.
Mm-hmm. And so for teachers that might get a subscription through their school, there is kind of that lesson embedded. So you said that it does go to a Google form and then a teacher can assign that maybe as an exit ticket or a homework assignment. So explain to me a little bit how maybe a middle school teacher can use that for an assignment.
Good, I'm glad you mentioned that. So with every conversation plan on the website, there's a Google form. And on that Google form is the quote, a picture of the author, and then fields for the students to fill out their name. And then what is the claim? Share your personal experiences. What is the counterclaim? Share your personal experiences. And then an essential question, and then an SEL check-in. Mm-hmm. How would you like to participate in this conversation? Would you like to be called on? Would you like to have us share your ideas anonymously or whatever? The kid picks how they want to participate. So Dana, what we do is we teach teachers to send this Google form out a day before the conversation to all the kids in a, let's say, a middle school social studies or English class. The kids fill out the Google form, submit it. The teacher then gets a spreadsheet of all of their responses, what they thought the claim and counterclaim and essential question was. The teacher then studies the responses of the students, and in that way prepares for the conversation once it goes live the next day. And the benefit of that, it's like a security blanket, right? Mm-hmm. You know what your kids are already thinking. So you can highlight different comments that they made on the form and make sure, you know, if it's Mary and there's a lull in the conversation, which is always the case, right? They never work exactly how we want. You can say, Mary, you brought up a really personal experience in the counterclaim, and you said it was okay for me to call on you.
Mm-hmm.
Could you elaborate on, and then read their comment right off the form? And then Mary's into the conversation, and it keeps going. So that student handout, we find, is an excellent tool to set up the conversation or use it as you described introducing this. You could use it as a homework assignment. Here, now that you've had the conversation, fill this out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that way, like, the kids have like pre-reading assignment before they actually touch on it in class.
Yes.
They might have heard the quote somewhere else. I wanted to point out, like, I looked at the lesson Underground Railroad and the quote from Harriet Tubman, every great dream begins with a dreamer. So, talk me a little bit through like how you plan like the lesson on there that a teacher would use based on the Underground Railroad and the quote that Harriet Tubman used. Like how, like, you have that claim, you said counterclaim and the evidence, and then the teacher, there's a short video. So what might the teacher do in class after, you know, they have this discussion? What are the other resources they might be able to use?
Okay, so if you have a conversation plan and you mentioned
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get back to the episode.
Harriet Tubman one, every great dream begins with a dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think about, you're a social studies teacher, you think about your curriculum. Okay, I want to teach the Underground Railroad, and I want to use this conversation on Harriet Tubman, this quote, to teach the Underground Railroad. So you would do as I described. You would send the Google form of the conversation of Harriet Tubman. You would have the 20 to 30 minute experience talking about her quote, the claim, the counterclaim, and so on. And then after it, you would introduce the Underground Railroad as your content in your class and say, okay, students, now that we've had a conversation about Harriet Tubman's famous quote, let's now look at her Underground Railroad that she participated in and see how this, the power of dreaming, right, which was the theme of the conversation, how that is manifested in this amazing network that was used to free slaves. So what's, I think when the conversations are most powerful is when you pair them with things that you are teaching. Because then the kids have an added level of depth of their thinking to the curriculum.
Yeah, and that way, you know, if you have that larger topic that you're going to discuss, this is a good way to kind of open it up and, you know, do a little bit of background information or have kids just kind of think about that quote. They might have heard about Harriet Tubman thinking about like a seventh or eighth grader, right? But they don't know anything about the Underground Railroad. And so you start out, like you said, with that quote. And then that's a good way to work your way into the lesson.
And that way the kids have something to hook the curriculum onto that they've already talked about. What is it like to dream? Have they had dreams? You know, because in the conversation, they're sharing their personal experiences. So then by the time they get to Harriet Tubman and her dream, the Underground Railroad, there's a personal connection with the curriculum. And then that's where the memories are made and the kids are, you know, it's meaningful, more meaningful.
And so you having taught social studies for 29, 30 years, are there a lot of kind of lessons that you kind of have used with the Teach Different? Have you learned kind of how to shift your teaching since Teach Different started? How have the two kind of benefited each other?
Yeah, great question. During the pandemic, I had what was called Conversation Monday when we were completely on Zoom. And I use these conversations for social emotional learning purposes, primarily, where kids just needed to process their thinking about big ideas because they're at home, they're a little depressed, they're not at school. So I used it more as a kind of a social emotional learning value. But then I would also use these conversations again to support my curriculum. And the way it's changed my teaching is that I use conversations as the centerpiece of how I help the kids learn how to think.
Okay.
Just thinking in general and sharing their experiences and getting to know them a little bit personally. It's a great way to get them to understand who they are. And then from that, you build your curriculum. So I think that's the impact that this method has had on my teaching. I use it as the anchor and I use my curriculum as the thing that supports it. And again, it's kind of teaching thematically, right, Dana? You've heard of that. It's a thematic teaching approach that I think is really valuable.
And so you would think this is obviously perfect for social studies teachers because a lot of it has to do with historical quotes and philosophy. But what are other subject areas where teachers could use these quotes?
Any, literally any subject area. If your purpose is to help the kids think deeply, share their personal experiences, and really connect with them on an individual level, this can be used with any classroom K-12. If that's your goal. Other subjects, science, it can be used in science. It can be used in English with a novel. You know, if you're studying The Great Gatsby, pick out a conversation plan on happiness, one of the themes on happiness, and then understand The Great Gatsby connected to the theme of happiness as one example. We found that foreign language, this is a powerful technique for English language learners.
Okay.
And the reason, and this has been told to us, okay, we didn't kind of backed into this. We didn't know this was going to be as worthwhile, but they say that because the quote is short, kids who struggle with English are not buried with all this reading and words. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to look at a quote, interpret it, and then again, share their personal experiences. So it's a way to work on their language acquisition through things that they really want to talk about. And that's key, right? I don't teach foreign languages, but I know people who do. My cousin is one of them. And he says that the hardest thing to do when you learn a foreign language is to just get the kids excited about talking about something that they care about. This method allows for that engagement.
Yeah. And I've taught foreign languages and I could see how, you know, you could use, you know, the quote, you could like you're talking about ELLs, but also like I taught French and you could translate that short quote to French, right?
Yes.
And then break it down, you know, depending on the level, you know, if you're in level four, you're going to discuss it in French, but you can use some of the words, you know, and it just discover the language also, and then talk a little bit about the history and so you have a lot of people that, you know, kids will learn about as well, because you have 100 quotes from famous people, going back to Plato, right? All the way to modern history, right?
Buddhism, we even go farther back. I mean, the Buddha.
Yeah. So your Teach Different website has a podcast component. And so talk to me a little bit about how you started the podcast and how you integrate these quotes into the podcast.
Yeah. So really a lot of the podcasts were my brother and I during the pandemic were bored like everybody else. So we started just having conversations with each other, recording them and then making them into short podcasts as a way to just for a teacher who wants to learn this method, it's nice to hear the method talked about by two people so that they get a sense for what a claim is, what a counterclaim is, what's a good essential question. So we did that for a year and a half. And then we decided, you know, 3 months ago, you know, why don't we, let's get guests on, you know, Stephen Dan Fouts, whatever. I mean, they've heard from us a million times. They're probably tired of us. Let's get some guests on to talk about the quote. So Steve and I more are now moderators and we have a guest come on. We have them weigh in on the quote.
Okay.
And then they break it down with us. And then it's a very natural, organic thing. And I mentioned to you before this recording that we want to move next year into having students on the podcast, breaking down the quote. I can't wait. That is going to be great to hear an eighth grader talk about Plato. You know, well, aren't there eighth graders who want to do that?
I think so. And, you know, like you said, after a while, you know, you wanted to shift from just you and your brother speaking. And then you've had some guests on, like you had Dave Burgess on recently, who broke down a quote. But yeah, also having those students on just to get their perspective, because it's going to be so much different than a known educator, right?
Right. And we want it to be raw, right, Dana? Yeah. We don't want it to be canned at all. Whatever their language is, if they're speaking in broken English, that's reality. So just go with it.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about your speaking engagements. I mentioned in the bio that you've presented on inquiry-based instruction techniques. And also there's the National Conference for Social Studies Teachers coming up in November. So what are things that you tend to present on?
Yeah, we love to do workshops anywhere, really. I mean, we got the NCSS workshop coming up in November, as you mentioned, where we literally just model the method. You come onto the workshop, we have a quote, we go through the method, we break down the method, we talk about our conversation plans that you can get. It's pretty basic. We have that. We're really excited in January. Steve and I are going to be presenting as part of the organization is called Chapters International. It's a worldwide professional development group that organizes, well, what are now virtual workshops all over the world. And we're going to be doing a four-part series in January, showing our method and how it's used for SEL and to support curriculum, as I've described in this podcast. And then the final, it's four different Saturdays we're going to do this. And then the final one is that the teachers are going to make their own conversation with their own quote, which is kind of the pinnacle, right? If you learn the method, you get examples, but you want to do this on your own.
And do you tend to do those teachers doing their own conversations at those workshops that you have at conferences that maybe aren't drawn out over 4 weeks?
You know, usually not. Usually we use the hour workshop. It's usually an hour for teachers to digest the method. Like, what is this method? And then have them participate as a student in a conversation first.
Okay.
Learn about it. And then by that time, the hour is up and they're not ready to make their own yet. But they, again, they have the method in their head and they can if they want. Some teachers get this immediately who think like this. Other teachers, they need the modeling, right? So that's why, you know, we're offering these conversation plans to districts, because when you give teachers 100 different examples of conversation plans, then they're not thinking about quotes. They're thinking more about, okay, how can I use this prepackaged thing into the classroom? And then when I get confident, maybe I can do it all by myself. And we have an online graduate course too, that allows them to do that. I forgot to mention that as well.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of great professional development and, you know, just a way to try out new teaching methods. You know, that's something that I was always looking for when I taught mostly French, you know, just some, how can I integrate just something different into the curriculum and, you know, do something that I maybe hadn't thought about before. So, you know, I was really excited to learn about Teach Different. So out of everything we talked about today on the podcast, what's one thing you'd like listeners to remember?
Conversations are so important to have right now. And I mean, I taught today. I'm fresh out of this right now. The students are not good at communicating with one another. And we have to, as educators, give them practice doing it. And so, you know, I again, we came up with the Teach Different method, and this is something that works really well for us. But if you don't use the Teach Different method, fine. Find some way for we as a society to communicate with one another where we can understand different perspectives and learn how to think. Because I think this has been a lost art, and the pandemic has not helped. So that's what I would leave everybody with. The need.
Yeah, that need for that communication, preferably face to face, but you know, just that conversation where you're exploring a quote, you're finding out what people think about it, you know, and having that conversation
human.
Starter. Yeah,
human interaction.
Yeah, I see how you've really increased the need, and I love how you tie the SEL component to you know, both how you were when you were teaching on Zoom, but also when you have these as homework assignments. And like the kid can put on the Google form, you know, if they'd like to, you know, be part of the discussion or if they're comfortable or not. So,
and you hope that at the end of the year, and like anything else, you got to keep doing a strategy for multiple times before you reap the benefits, right? By the end of the day, you want every student to say, I'll talk or call on me. You know what I mean? You want everyone participating.
Where can people connect with you and find you online?
Yeah, well, I'm on Twitter. I'm a DM. DM Fouts is my handle on Twitter. And then, you know, really teachdifferent.com is the website that you go to you know, look at the things we have there. And then I really just use Twitter. So that's my main connecting point, DM Fouts.
Okay, great. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the Out of the Trenches podcast today and learning more about Teach Different. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dana.
Check out the show notes on danagoodyear.com to learn more about this guest and links to their social media. Please subscribe, share, rate, and review wherever you download this podcast. Tell your friends and colleagues about it, and if this episode resonates especially with you, be sure to share it out on social media and tag me at Out of Trenches PC.